This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing our sermon series on critical race theory. And some of the things that we have talked about, we've actually looked at, first of all, one of the things we've looked at is, how do we know what is true and what is not true? And first, we look at the Bible. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We also, when we look at history and what people tell us about history, need to realize that there are some who suppress the truth. So it's important that we listen, that we read, that we study from those who are not suppressing the truth, but those who are presenting the truth, the good, the bad, the ugly. And certainly slavery was an ugly institution, and there are other practices that we have had in this country that have been ugly as well, and we will talk about those, and we're not going to hide the truth of this, but we're also not going to paint a more dark picture than what actually happened. We have talked about the 1619 Project and how the people that pushed have been pushing the 1619 Project have been among those who are actually suppressing the truth. They know what is true. In fact, professors looked at the 1619 Project and said some of the things are not true, and they published it anyway. They didn't change anything. So we're actually going to be reading from actually original sources and from those who actually quote from original sources. And we have actually looked at that initial, and you can go back to our previous sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com. Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center is our Facebook page, also on our YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle. And you'll actually see some of the previous sermons where we've shown that original slave ship that landed in Virginia, that those people weren't held as slaves. Those human beings, those 19 human beings, were actually held as indentured servants after a period of time, after they had served for a period of time. They earned their freedom, and they were given land. And we actually showed in one of those previous sermons how the slavery actually was the right for one person to own another was actually won in America when one of those former slaves that was made an indentured servant that was released was actually bringing over other slaves from Africa, making them indentured servants and releasing them. When he had a lazy slave, he sued for the right to own that man. Now, this man was a black man suing to own another black man. We've actually shown that from the Bible, from history. We also showed that the second slave ship that landed in Plymouth, and that slave ship had the slaves were actually set free and were returned to their homeland, and their captors, or the shipmaster and the crew, were actually imprisoned by the Pilgrims because 5 years earlier they had passed a law that prohibited man-stealing or kidnapping. And we also started looking last week at the Founding Fathers and what in their view on slavery, because many times what we see actually the majority of people in America today really don't know the truth about where the Founding Fathers stood and what actually happened in America. One of the things we talked about last week is when Columbus actually discovered this new world, there were already 20 to 40% of the Indian population was already slaves. Now, what would happen is one Indian tribe would actually capture another Indian tribe, and they would actually make them slaves. And So you already had slavery going on in America, and the Indians also participated in the slavery. We also have shown from history that not all slaves were black. There were white slaves, and not all slave owners were white either. Not only was that first instance of slavery a case where a black man owned another black man, we also see that in some states, very large percentage, up to even 40% of the free people, free black men, actually owned slaves. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other despite our differences. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
all kinds of computer problems. And we do this on a regular basis. Like I said, day in, day out, week in, week out, we are helping our customers resolve their computer problems, helping them with their computer needs. And you know, we have customers that call us, and we're able to log in. You know, we do remotes. We offer remote support now as well. So what that means is that we can actually remote into your system, and with that we can actually come on into your system. Sometimes, you know, within a minute or two, we can be in your system helping you resolve things, helping you with all the various issues that you may have. We can actually help you resolve those computer problems. So this is something that we can help you do. You know, we help with viruses, spyware, malware, pop-ups. You know, those pop-ups can be annoying. You know, we help a lot of people that, you know, a lot of people turn on notifications in Windows 10, and that's a whole new type of pop-up, because then what happens is you actually go out, you get to a website, the website asks you, do you want us to show you notifications? Most people don't even read what's on the screen. They just actually click yes, and then all of a sudden they start getting pop-ups on the lower right-hand corner. We can help with that. Of course, most of our customers call us when they're having a problem, and we can actually help with that as well. We can help you resolve your computer problems, help you with all of your computer issues, and this is something that you know. Networking, you know, your computer to connect with remote support, your computer does have to be connected to the internet, but we can sometimes give you some walkthrough over the phone, and we've done that this past week, and we can help you with those types of problems as well.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And, you know, again, our phone number here at in the studio, 772-340-1590. If you want to be on the show, you want to have your computer question answered, that's the number to call, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page. You can click in the link or click in the comment section, and we can actually help you answer your questions there. And you can type your question in there as well. We do have a caller on the line. We're going to the line. We have Roger on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, Roger. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I just purchased an Amazon Fire tablet, and I'm trying to figure out how to get my email onto the tablet.
Okay. Yeah, so what you would need to look for is to look for an email app. You know, I know that the Fire tablets are different from some of the other tablets, but look and see if they have a built-in email app.
It does.
And if not, yeah. So you said they do, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So what you would want to do is go into that app, and then go ahead and click to see if you can add your email account to that app.
Now when I go to the app and I click on that app, it doesn't open.
Okay. So if the app doesn't open, you may want to see if you can uninstall the app and then reinstall the app. That, you know, it definitely sounds a little bit, you know, like like something's wrong with the app. And sometimes you have to actually uninstall apps. And this can happen on phones. It can happen on, of course, it can happen on computers, but it happens on phones and tablets as well. I actually recently had an issue. I run and I use an app to track my running, and the app was crashing about 30 seconds into the run. It would just crash, and I get feedbacks every tenth of a mile. So I really wouldn't figure it out until maybe a minute and 30 into the run. And then I would have to restart the app. And they suggested that the company suggested that I make sure all my workouts are synced, and then I delete the app from my phone and reinstall it. I did that, and I haven't had, it hasn't crashed since then. So sometimes you have little glitches like that where what you'll need to do is just uninstall and reinstall the app, and then the problem should hopefully go away. What you'll need to do, though, is you'll need to add your email account. And email, getting email on phones, tablets, iPads, it can be a little bit tricky. Even on some of the email applications, it can be a little bit tricky, and it's different with each email provider. But quite often, you can actually get it set up through the app settings. You can actually add the email account, and it'll do some sort of authentication. It may even launch a web browser, take you out to their website where you can log in with your username and password. And then it'll ask you if you want to allow this app to access your email. You'll have to answer affirmatively, and you know, all that'll work. But first thing, you need to get the email app to be able to open. And to do that, you may need to uninstall the app and then reinstall the app. And
I'll definitely try that.
Yes, yes. All right.
And
definitely, if you have any further questions with that, or, you know, you can give us a call back.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So one thing that we wanted to cover, and by the way, again, if you have any computer questions, just give us a call. Give us a call, and we can help you out with that. But one thing that we did want to go over, and we go over this quite often, is just the issues that you might have. You might have issues periodically where someone calls in or calls to you and says, "Hey, check this out. You know, we noticed that your computer is infected, or we noticed that your, you know, one of your accounts was actually hacked." One of the things that you have to really need to watch out for is a lot of these are scammers. Now, typically you're not going to get a call from Microsoft. It's not going to happen. They're not going to call you and tell you that there's something wrong with your computer. You're not going to get a call from let's say, Amazon saying that your account has been compromised. A lot of times Microsoft, it's very difficult to reach them on the phone. They don't want to talk to you on the phone. In fact, if you need technical support, it can be difficult to get in touch with them. But what happens is scam artists call people and trick them into thinking that they're Microsoft or that they're Amazon. And we've had customers, we had one customer, and I've mentioned this before on the show, but I'm mentioning it again because recently in the news, in the local news, there was another man that had a similar thing happen to him. Different storyline, different type of scam, but really the same method of getting his, separating him from his money. One of our customers, you remember back, I don't know, maybe a year and a half, probably two years ago, there was a lot of hubbub about Russia collusion in the election, and there was an impeachment trial, and Russian hackers are trying to get into people's. And by the way, Russian hackers are trying to break into customers' computers in the United States, and they probably are trying to collude and interfere with our elections, and they definitely are trying to infect your computer. A lot of the ransomware attacks have actually come out of Russia, but one of our customers got a call that said that they were from, I don't remember who they said they were from, but they said that they had detected, maybe they said they were Microsoft, but they said they had detected that Russian hackers were attempting to come in and hijack or hack into this customer's computer. And of course, he didn't want Russian hackers hacking into his computer. So what he actually did is they instructed him to go to the store and buy a gift card, like a Google gift card or something like this. So he did. He went there and bought it. And they said, read us the number, because the number, we're going to use that number to encrypt the data on your computer. And they gave him, he gave them remote access to his computer. So he's giving people that he doesn't even know that are telling him that they're Microsoft, and they're speaking probably with a foreign accent, which sometimes, yeah, when you're talking to Microsoft, you might have, the person might speak with a foreign accent. They may be located in a foreign country. So we're kind of used to that, but you also have to be very leery, especially when you receive an unsolicited phone call. So he read them the card, and they tried it, and they said, well, hey, that didn't work. Well, really, it did work. What they did is they took the money, and they took that card, and they spent that card. They spent the money on that card or applied it to their account. And then they had him go to the store to get another card. And that card they didn't have in stock, and the store clerk asked him what was happening, and he explained it. And the store clerk said, that's a scam. Stay away from it. He did. We had another customer that they actually attempted. They actually said they called they called a provider and I'm not sure if they misdialed or how it happened, but somehow they got on the phone with a scammer, and maybe they were searching for the provider, and they actually found someone else. But that can happen if you do a search, and we've even shown this, how you can actually go out, you can actually do a Google search, you can find that sometimes, not only with Google, but we've even shown it with Microsoft, where you're searching with Microsoft's browser, Edge, and you're using Microsoft's search engine, which is Bing, and you search for Microsoft's account login page, and sometimes you'll actually see an ad that takes you somewhere else where the people say, hey, we can provide you support, and they want to sell you a support contract. And when you say no, they try to sign you up for $1 a month where you can find information, including how you can log into Microsoft's account. Well, you know, all you need to do, all Microsoft would need to do is value their customers more than they value the nickel or 25 cents or 50 cents or a dollar or whatever they got from you clicking on that link. That's all they need to do is value their customers more than they value that quarter that they get for clicking on that link. This is really highly problematic. But just recently, there was a gentleman that received a call that said they were from Amazon, that said his account was hacked, and they sent him to the store to buy a gift card. He bought the gift card. They had him take a picture of the gift card, and they actually had remote control. He had given them remote control of his phone, so they could actually see the picture of the card on the phone, and they were able to get the number. And apparently the guy bought multiple cards from different providers because they kept saying, well, that one didn't work and that one didn't work. And what ended up happening was they separated this man from thousands of dollars. And, you know, I mean, sometimes if you're confused, if you're not sure if this is legit, you may want to, I would suggest, first of all, hang up the phone. Definitely do not ever go out and get a gift card. There's no legitimate reason to get a gift card to resolve a hacking issue on your Amazon account, or a hacking issue on your computer, or a hacking issue on any other device, maybe your phone or another device. You don't have to go there. And, you know, if you're confused and you're not quite sure whether this is legitimate or not, hang up the phone and actually search and find a legitimate number. Make sure if you're calling Microsoft, make sure that you're at Microsoft's website, which would end in Microsoft.com. Make sure if you're contacting Amazon that you're actually at Amazon.com, not someplace else. You know, if you're at Microsoft.iscamyou.com, you're not at Microsoft's website. If you're at Amazon.iscamyou.com, and by the way, they probably wouldn't use something that blatant as I scam you. But, you know, you get the picture. Whatever comes right before .com, .org, .net, whatever the case may be, that is the domain name. What comes before that is a subdomain. So if you have, let's say, account.microsoft.com, which, by the way, is the website that you would go to log into your Microsoft account, account is a subdomain of Microsoft.com. Now, if you switched it where you had Microsoft.account.com, account.com would be the domain name, the primary website, and Microsoft would be a subdomain of that. And scammers can use that type of naming convention to trick you into thinking that you're at the site that you think you're at, when really you're not at that site. So you want to be very cautious. There's never a need to go out and get a gift card. There's never a need to even talk to these scammers. You just have to be skeptical. Don't trust the person just because they sound trustworthy or just because they called. Do not trust them. Watch out for yourself.
You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1, next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Is to make sure that you are actually looking and so that you can realize things that you can actually check and see what's happening. Now, if you're going to call, I would encourage you to call an actual, or if you're going to talk to someone, I'm working on seeing if I can get the volume up. Is that better? I did adjust it. For some reason, my volume dropped down. But anyway, if you think, you know, maybe you get one of these calls, you check it out, you know, you're concerned about whether your computer really is infected, give us a call. Give A Faster PC a call. You know, or you'll reach out to us because the thing is, I would think if I were in that situation, I would want to talk to someone who can actually help me resolve the computer problem, who I trust and who I know. You know, we have customers that actually drive to our office, and you can do that, and you can reach out to us and touch us, talk to us, see us. You know, we are a local computer company, but we can provide remote support, and we have come in and helped out with that. So we want to definitely help you with that. Now we're going to the lines. We have David on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Radio, David. How can we help you today?
First of all, I'm hearing my voice reverberate.
You're going to just keep talking. We can hear you fine.
Okay. All right. Here's one thing that happens quite often. just randomly when I'm on my computer, a little pop-up shows up in the lower right corner and says, Microsoft has some problems. We think you need domain to reset your password or something. But it never affects anything I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah, so what it is, probably it's Microsoft account. So do you use a Microsoft account? Do you know?
No. Well, no, and I don't even know what my password is.
Okay, so the thing is, when you get a new computer, you can have a local account or a Microsoft account. Microsoft really, really, really wants you to have a Microsoft account. And so much so that if you're connected to the internet, when you turn your computer on for the first time, or maybe you've upgraded from Windows 8 to Windows 10 or from Windows 7 to Windows 10, and you're connected to the internet, or you get a new computer and you turn it on and you're going through the process, Microsoft by default will try to set you up with a Microsoft account. They also make it very difficult to actually set it up with a local account. One of the things that we recommend doing, it's one of the easy ways to do this, disconnect your internet. You know, if you're connected with a Cat5 cable, just pull it out and go through the setup process. If you don't want a Microsoft account, it's the easiest way to not be connected to the internet. It'll set you up with a local account. It'll ask you, try to get you to connect wirelessly. If you have wireless on your computer, you can, what we typically say is, I don't have wireless internet. And then we go through and we set it up as a local account. Now, you don't necessarily have to have a Microsoft account, but Microsoft wants you to have a Microsoft account. If you originally set up your account as a Microsoft account and then you changed your password on Microsoft, but you are still using the old password to log in to your computer locally, then you're going to get messages like that that are going to pop up in the lower right-hand corner. You'll get messages that'll say that there's a problem with your Microsoft account. You may also see this message if at one point you logged in with OneDrive. I actually don't have OneDrive running on my computer, but if I did have OneDrive running, it would show up in the lower right-hand corner, either next to the clock or there's a little arrow. And I'm showing this, by the way, on my screen on our Facebook video. But if you're not at Facebook right now, I'm verbally describing this, trying to verbally describe it. But if you want to actually see this, you could actually see. But in the lower right-hand corner, you'll actually see a OneDrive icon, most likely, unless you've disabled that from starting at startup. By default, it loads at startup. We typically, if someone's not using OneDrive, we'll take it out of startup because it does use up some resources. In fact, it uses up quite a bit of resources. So if someone's not using it, we'll take it out of startup to free up their resources. Now, you might see something in there about OneDrive, about not being totally, not being logged in or needing to verify your password. So most people, what happens when they have a Microsoft account, when people have a Microsoft account, most people will also, Microsoft will want you to set up a PIN. Most people will log in with the PIN. They'll forget that they even have a password. They'll log in with the PIN from there on out. We have customers all the time that bring their computer in and they will ask for their password and they'll give us the PIN. And sometimes we actually need the password to get into a certain area, like safe mode. Sometimes, a lot of times, to get into safe mode, certain versions of Windows, we can get into safe mode with the PIN. But some of the older versions of most of the older versions of Windows 10, we have to actually have the password to get into safe mode. And sometimes, like if we're scanning for viruses, we're scanning for infections, we want to make sure there's no infections on a computer, we'll actually go into safe mode, but we have to have the password. So the customer a lot of times doesn't even know that they have a password. So one way that you can, if you don't know what your password is,
you can actually, we'll go to open up a web browser. Let me just open up a blank version of a web browser, just so I don't disturb what I'm already doing. What you want to do is you want to type in account.microsoft.com. So account.microsoft.com, and that'll take you to Microsoft's website. Now you can click sign in here. Now you'll need to use the same email address that you used to set up the Microsoft account, which may be one of your email addresses, or Microsoft always gives you the option of creating an email address at when you create the account, which that can be problematic because some people don't realize that they have this account. They don't write down the password, don't remember what the password was. You know, if there's security questions, a lot of times people don't remember what that is. One way you can do this, if you're not sure what your email address is that you used, you can actually click on the start button in the lower left-hand corner, go up to the gear, which is settings, and click there, then click on accounts. So this is going to take you into the settings, and you can click on accounts, and it'll actually see my account is a local account, but if I were signed in with a Microsoft account, it would actually have my Microsoft email address listed here. Also, when you go to log in, it may also have your Microsoft email address listed. So that's the email address that you would need to use. And then at the next screen, you would have an option for the password. And one of the options that you would have is to reset the password. And that's what you would want to do, is reset the password. Now, hopefully, you used an email address that you actually have access to. Because if you did, Microsoft can send you a reset link to that email address. Now, we've had customers that try to get a little bit cute, and they're trying to keep Microsoft from knowing information about them, and they use an email address that they no longer have access to. Well, that presents a problem, because when you need to reset the password, then you have no access to the email address to receive the link that Microsoft will send you to reset the password that you forgot because you didn't write it down. And, you know, years later, you don't even remember that you had a password because you only used it that one time. And even if you think you know what the password is, you know, it's very easy, very possible to mistype, to type something different than what you think you're typing. So that would be how you reset it. Now, sometimes you might have you might be able also to receive a text message as well. You may also be able to have another way that you actually get in there, and you may be able to have computer you may have other like security questions if you're able to answer those correctly. If you remember the question, you remember the answer to the question. And by the way, most of the time people, when they see a security question and answer, they'll say, I don't know, just use this because this is, but it has to match what you put when you created the account. So that's something that you want to think about there. Now, we do have another question here. Is the Windows 10 upgrade still available for Windows 7 operating systems? And yes, it is. Or at least we've been able to do it. We actually have Windows 10 on USB keys, and we're able to do those updates. There actually is a way that you can actually install Windows 10 on Windows 7 still. At least we've been able to do it just by searching for the upgrade. Let me just go out right now. I'll switch back over to a full screen, and I'll do a search. And we'll actually see if we can get this update. So we'll put in update to Windows 10. And by the way, you know, we have had customers that have had Windows 11 installed on their computer. And you know, I was looking at a system that had that option to update to Windows 11. And I was thinking, should I do this? And I was thinking, well, you know what, if I do this, you know, and the customer doesn't want it, then they're gonna be calling me. So
So here you see from Microsoft, you actually have Microsoft.com/EN-US. And I'll text you this. But Cliff, I think Cliff is asking this question, but Microsoft.com/EN-US/software-download/Windows 10. And you can actually click this. You can actually download the Windows 10 May 2021 update. And this should actually update you from Windows 7 to Windows 10 if you still have Windows 7. And it should automatically activate. We've seen it, you know, do this. And of course, you know, Microsoft was forcing Windows 10 on people years ago. And if your computer did update to Windows 10, even if you downgrade it back to Windows 7, you do have the digital license. And one way you can do it, after you do the update, click on the Start button, go up to Settings, and then from over here, you want to click on Windows Update, and you'll go down to Activation on the left-hand side. Click on that, and it should actually tell you that Windows is activated with a digital license. So if it doesn't tell you Windows is activated, then you may have a problem.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Critical Race Theory and Its Implications. Is Slavery America's Original Sin? Part 5. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other despite our differences.